This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. The survey shows that the younger generation, not just in the United States but around the world, wants to know more about their food. They want to know about farming. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Every January, they gather for the Farm Futures Summit, they being farmers and ranchers from all over the country, because they know it's one winter meeting they don't want to miss. It's one place they can get so much information and knowledge and usable skills to take back home to use on their farm or ranch during these challenging times. The Farm Futures Business Summit is coming right up. It'll be the 24th and 25th. At Iowa City, Iowa, right there at the Coralville Conference Center. Now, you can get all the information online at farmfuturessummit.com. You'll see the list of speakers there, including agriculture economists, farm business management specialists, and including farmers and ranchers, too. Farmfuturessummit.com is the website where you can see the program and register. Again, it's coming up at Iowa City, Iowa, January 24th and 25th, Farm Futures Summit. We often talk about how the younger generation is getting farther and farther away from the farm, and because of that, they have less of an understanding of agriculture. Well, that is true, but there's an interesting survey that's been done by Cargill to show that maybe there's more of a connection to agriculture than we thought in the younger generation. This survey was done of about 4,000 adults in four countries. Now, that's not a large sample by any means, but maybe it could be meaningful if further surveys can be done, extrapolating those numbers over a large survey. But in any event, there were four countries surveyed: France, Mexico, China, and the United States. And what Cargill found in its Feed for Thought survey was that the younger respondents, twice as many young respondents, reported knowing a livestock or seafood farmer as those respondents over the age of 55. The head of Cargill Animal Nutrition Market Insights, Marina Crocker, says, "We know people increasingly care about animal welfare, the healthfulness of foods, and sustainability." And she says, by pairing Cargill's understanding of what its customers on the farm need with state-of-the-art analytics about what people want, they can anticipate and serve emerging consumer expectations in the solutions they provide to producers, she says. A vice president and group director for Cargill's animal nutrition premix business, Scott Ainsley, said the digital revolution has arrived in agriculture, and he says they'll be offering Cargill's customers a completely different way of making decisions and marketing their products in the future. For example, they could use real-time data collected from on-farm sensors to inform nutritional programs, changing the feed, or detect the heat in dairy cows, or determine the best harvest date for pigs and broilers. And he said all of this will improve the health, the well-being, and the productivity of the farmers' animals. I'll be back after this.